All right, so we talked about equipment. We talked about your feelings of freedom of choice. Respect that opinion. Talked a little bit about crossbows. What is your feeling about modern bow hunting techniques and the way bow hunting is some of the methods around bow hunting nowadays?
Well, you know, we live in a world wherein we're losing all of the traditions of life. One of the traditions of life that we're learning is just the total abolition of tradition. And I do not mind a grown-up hunting any way they want, but I would like to ask everyone a question. When you wake up in the morning and you wash yourself in five different chemicals, and then you spray yourself down, and then you put on some carbon-blasted or mono-blasted or scent-locked something, and then you go downstairs and you check on your computer your nine cameras in the woods, which are previewing your stands, which you fed last night out of a bag, and it could be either a powder, a bag, or an acorn type of stuff. You finally get in your ATV, but oh my God, you got to run back to the house. Did you hear me, Pat? You got to run back to the house because you've forgotten your electronic hearing aids, and you get those on, and then you get to your blind, and the blind has an exhaust stack, or perhaps the blind is in Africa, which is literally a building, an adobe building, sitting in front of a water hole. Or you get to there and you put out your scents, and you're hunting over feed. You're hunting with a bow that's 90% lead off and carbon arrows, and you make mock scrapes, and finally something comes and you shoot it. And you go in your ATV, and you put your plastic gloves on, and you go back, and you bring it to the butcher. And then you read and see on TV an ad that says, forget the wind, just hunt. My question to you, and question to everyone, is this hunting? Is this what we want to teach our six-year-old kids? Because the woods teaches you reliability. It teaches kids patience. It teaches kids honor and code. It teaches kids the most important thing in life, and that is when I can say, I trust you. There. I know it sounds funny, but there is nothing more satisfying than having your 14-year-old boy walk behind you with a loaded shotgun with the safety on, properly done, knowing that he is safe. That is called trust. And what I'm afraid of is all of these technologies are not bad. But when you add them all together, and then you add, you can't even go in the woods without a device with propane which keeps the bugs away. You can't shoot without a laser finder. We have children who don't know the basic three NRA shooting stances of kneeling, prone, and standing. They think you've got to use shooting sticks or a monopod. Where are we going? And that is my only point. However, for me to insinuate in any way that the excitement of a bow hunter out of a tree stand using every one of the technologies that I have acknowledged is any less than what I do when I shoot over, under, miss, hit a tree, or just I'm completely inept with my longbow, would be absolutely offline. Hunting is up to the individual. But it bothers me. I turned down myself $250,000 a year of endorsement. I mean, whether people like it or not, I have an unbelievably successful show. Some 800,000-900,000 people often watch it during an evening. And 80% of the time I don't get my game. So people ask me, what's my message? So you ask me, I ask you, and I ask your audience. Where do you draw your line in the sand? It's different for everybody. But I tell you what, I don't want the message to be for a six-year-old. And that is, you wake up and you buy. And if you can't get close, you get further away. And if you can't solve it, technology, chemicals, or engineering will solve it. Because to me, that's not what hunting is supposed to be. It's about getting back to our roots. That's my opinion, and it is crystal clear where I stand.